Yeah.
Yeah.
So all this literally using myself to do experiments on myself and my skill to go beyond what I suspected and dare to do, you know, literally jump into deep water, not even being able to swim properly. I launched myself, forced myself in terms of prejudices, forced myself. Tolerance was a big issue. I found myself very early also having a lot of prejudices because smell and memory and bad experience, you know, your relation to those smells remain negative unless you want to change it. Right. Because I also remember that once upon a time, I had been very, very tolerant. So that must be something there that by nature, we are born neutral. Because of survival, you know,
adapting.
Yeah, adapting to various settings because you need to survive somehow. The body and the senses are super smart.
They are, totally.
But what is so essential is that experiencing all this through my own body was essential for me coming to the point in 1997, wow, that's it. You know, I literally have my job carrying it with me, you know, my tools are on my body. My topic is life. And that was like, wow, that's amazing.
How were you doing this? Were you literally smelling things that you thought you might have a memory associated with? Or were you more smelling things at random and seeing if they triggered something?
Everything. I did all this, what you just mentioned. Hardcore, you know, very precise. And then, you know, looking for the memory. If I hadn't smelled it before, I consciously placed it in my memory. And I did, you know, various exercises to test if it would stay there, you know. Mm. I built up a kind of coding system, you know, internal coding system. And then I discovered that I was capable. And also the issue of chemistry, how can I potentially replicate and reproduce some of the smell if I need to kind of take them out of their storage,
right,
and use them. Yeah. So these are kind of questions I had long before I had got access to the existing knowledge, which, you know, I then got later on. But I was kind of interested how to operate, how to use this type of information. So literally, yeah, using all this, you know, moment to figure out the extremes.
That must have been quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
Was there a eureka moment in there for you?
Yeah, there was a moment where I suddenly started to relate to smell very rationally. Like it had been very emotional. That's one of the quality of smell, that it's linked to emotion so strongly. And having emotion is what makes us humans. So it's amazing. But the moment I discovered I was able to relate to a smell rationally, that was when I was like, so convinced, this is it. Only then the issue of tolerance could be possible.
Right. So how did this manifest?
So I could go into a setting. The setting was maybe unbearable if I turn on my emotion. But the moment I turn on my rational part of my brain, it was just like, yeah, wow.
So what do you mean by rational? Do you mean you would be more analytical about what you were smelling than reactive?
Yeah, analytical and thinking chemistry, thinking compound, thinking, you know, just like I see a picture and I have no emotions towards it, just see it as information. Yeah?
Yeah, got it.
I developed kind of methodology to do that, kind of strategy of working, how to do this. It's like turning on and off, you know, it's like, oh yeah, no, I'm totally in an emotional relation to the smell, and no, just turn off the emotion and be rational and understand that smell. What is it? What does it come from? What does it contain? What are the molecules? What's the structure of that smell? And still going back and forth, you know, and then understanding, wow, that is the skill we have, everyone. Some maybe have some disability towards the senses, and then the other senses operate even more strong, you know. So understanding that kind of parameters was for me so amazing, and still is, you know. It's just like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
It's never ending story. And that's also when, for example, my daughter asked me, Mama, when are you stopping to work? You know, when is it enough? I said, Tara, my topic is life and being alive. If I die, maybe then I stop, you know, but maybe not. You
know? I don't know. Depends. Maybe you'll be smelling the decomposition from the grave if I know you.
So I mean, it's all about being curious, you know.
Yeah. Does the analytical, rational approach help one make sense of things like dying and death and decay?
science is important here, you know, like we all know, you know, like hardcore science, understanding, trying to understand, you know, beyond the imaginative. It's very important for my work. It's fundamental. I think also in the world, in the profession of smell and the whole topic, all the science that has kind of been added in the last 20 years is one of the reasons why smell have also moved on a completely different direction than it was when I started, for example, mm-hmm. you know, because of all these factors, definitely, you know.
Yeah.
And also the understanding of what's a smell compound, what is a volatile, what's a smell molecule, what is it? It's all abstract if you don't really, you know, have access to the knowledge properly, you know, which I then happen to have. And for me, even was